Congratulations on a big win. I want to talk about seeing Sandlin for a second time in a week. He was really good at their place. What was your mindset and what was the team approach seeing him for a second time?
Yeah, obviously I think the advantage goes to the hitter there. Just going into the at-bats, knowing what he's got, knowing the shapes of his different pitches. And, you know, obviously two times in a week, we're going to have the advantage.
Yeah, you get to see him in the stretch for the first time, and his curveball wasn't quite as sharp. Talk about that at-bat in the fourth that kicked off what became the biggest inning of the night until you did it again in the fifth. You were sitting on something there to start the fourth inning.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, after the first at-bat, I feel like I saw all of his pitches. I was just trying to get something up in the zone that I could drive, finish the at-bat. And, yeah, he left that cutter up and in for me. I was able to get my hands to and through it.
Josh, it seemed like the scouting report on Sand a little bit. High percentage first pitch strikes. Was that kind of the game plan here to come out and swing early knowing that he has first pitch strike?
Yeah, especially as a starter, you don't want to go down 0-1. You want to get on him, know that you're getting your ace swings off against him. And if you can end the bat, it definitely creates problems for him if you're, you know, driving the ball, barreling the ball up. So especially me leading off the inning there, just want to get after it and give Joe an opportunity to have some more runs behind him.
Is that all the juice you got? That's all you
got? I know. I got jammed. It's 106.
When you see a guy that's struggling like that, that has high percentage first pitch strike, it seemed like the second time, third time the lineup against him, you guys were a little more patient and kind of hunting out a certain pitch on him.
Yeah, we definitely wore him down. I feel like, you know, if he's making a mistake early, we're going to jump on it. But as the innings press on and, you know, runners in scoring position, he's going to try to be perfect up there. And, you know, we did a really good job of laying off the close pitches just off the plate, just under the plate. And then when he made mistakes, we capitalized.
We talked to you earlier in the year about Tristan Gray getting an opportunity to play another grand slam here tonight. Is he somebody that will come in and pound and talk about his own game?
No.
Or is he pretty humble?
Man, he's a beaut. You know, he could be on the bench. He's the first guy, you know, top step, cheering guys on. Whenever we come off the field, he's giving guys high fives. And, you know, he stays ready. So whenever he has opportunities, it seems like he hasn't missed a beat. We're definitely thankful for having him. You know, obviously, 850 OPS, something like
there's
that.
There's certain guys that are clutch, and he seems to rise to the occasion when they have big moments in ball games.
Yeah, I mean, he had 150 homers in the minor leagues. Like, he's used to these high-pressure scenarios and driving balls out of the ballpark when pitchers make mistakes. I'm just happy that he's got an opportunity to drive the ball out of the ballpark in a big league game.
Yeah, fits in beautifully here. And you got a lot of guys wired like that. When you guys start passing the baton, this is a fun offense to watch. I'll close with this. The last sight I had at PNC Park, and we have that beautiful view of the bridge, was you carrying one of your kids around the bases, the other two in tow, in uniform, running the bases on Sunday. How special was that for you and the whole family to get back to Pittsburgh?
Man, that's what it's all about. Wifey and I met there. She went to Duquesne. She was in law school there, and now we have three kiddos. Just to be able to run the bases with them, see the smiles on their faces, and know that it all started there with my big league career, something I won't forget.
Yeah, pretty special in the way that people there think of you, speak of you so fondly. You left a big mark on that community, and we're lucky you're doing that here now. Josh, we appreciate your time.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.